Hi everybody, I hope you're all doing well and I hope your week has started well. Today is Monday, February 12th, and today I want to talk about my inspiration and mission as an artist, as a digital artist and blogger. I love to create art, and if you want to see my work and see what I've done, you can go to my blog nikkijameson.com, where I write about my art and I share my art, and also www.nikkijamesonart.com, and you can see some of my work. And I love to create art, and I make a very determined effort to create art every day if I can, or at least every other day. I don't post all the art that I make, but I do try and discipline myself to do something every day, even if I scrap it. I really love to do it, and it provides a good stress relief from my very busy job that I do during the day, and it also helps me get better. And one of my goals this year is to be even more prolific with creating art and putting it out there than I was last year, and I'll talk a little bit about that maybe in a later episode. So I have been putting off sort of saying all about me, because a typical artist all about me starts with, I always had art as a youngster, my parents were artists, and I always had a paintbrush, I was creative from a very early age. So while I probably was creative, none of those things really applied to me, and I actually came into art a lot later in my life. And I call myself a mission-driven digital artist, and my mission is to connect the nostalgia of the past to the power of the present, encouraging us to savor and celebrate our connections to place and home, and hopefully connecting us to a little bit of home with memories and stories. Now, this mission comes from my own personal life experiences, and more importantly, the lessons that came out of my life experiences, and I have kind of condensed them into a mission, a creative purpose and a mission. And that mission centers around how I share my art out with people and how I connect with them, with people who like my art, through emotion. And emotion is what it's really all about. That's really what I aim for. How do I touch those emotions that make people experience something when they look at my art, when they experience my art? Now, if you're from London or UK, you'll notice London or Toronto, Canada, rather, you'll notice that that's where my art focuses, because I am a Londoner and I live in Toronto, and I have done for several years. But I do go home to the UK fairly frequently. I have family there and I get a lot of my inspiration from there. And what I love to do in my art is to portray a city's emotion and nostalgia through layered textures and painterly art. And I invite locals and expats alike, because there are lots of us expats from Britain and so on, living all around the world, to reconnect with the UK, with the city, in particular London. And so my work actually turns into a story in and of itself. Each picture, each image, they're all layers of stories, and they're my stories, they're other people's stories, they're ways that we all connect. And people that collect my work actually say that how much it made them think of their childhood and growing up and rekindle memories that they were really happy about. So that is really what I am about. I use a lot of powerful tools to create my art, and I really harness technology to do that. So I use a lot of Photoshop, I use the iPad, I use layers, I use textures, mixed media, scans of concrete, leather, ink splats, coffee splats. If you look at my art, you'll probably see lots of artistic elements made from these kinds of grunge materials, and I call my art grunge art. And I really love doing it, and a lot of it is intuitive, but I start with photographs. I always start with my photography. And on that note, I'm going to come back to that point about how I actually came into photography, but I hope this has given you a little bit of insight as to why I create my art and how it affects me and inspires me. So, until next time, I hope you enjoy your day or your evening, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye for now.